We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Good evening, folks. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Time, weather, and...
Veteran of three foreign wars, entrepreneur, and warrior poet, Tony Arterburn takes on the issues facing our country, civilization, and planet. This is the Arterburn Radio Transmission.
Welcome to the Arterburn Radio Transmission. I am your host, Tony Arterburn, broadcasting in defiance of globalist goblins, the neocons, and the New World Order. We're coming to you live from the Wise Wolf Gold and Silver.com studios in beautiful Branson, Missouri. I've got Beans the Brave in studio with me. So it's going to be a good show. As a matter of fact, I had a whole show planned for you. I have stacks of stories. I had all kinds of stuff lined up, and my computer crashed with 8 minutes to go. So I am talking to you from my laptop. I had no real intro. I just frantically put everything together because I missed Monday's show. And I thought, if I do one more, I mean, I'm going to let everybody down. I know I've told you two shows a week. So this is going to be one. It is the 16th of September, 2022. I do have some stories still left. I still have on my other computer, which is in front of me, but is completely crashed. And so my laptop, I have those pulled up as well. But you guys are my support group. I'm going to go to the Rockfin chat here, probably about the halfway mark. I was thinking, Melissa was telling me earlier in the week, and we were talking about people that come by and visit me. Because they see me on the radio. And then when they get here to the shop, a lot of times I'm kind of reserved. I'm not a different person. Like, my character's not different, but you guys can realize, I think, and sympathize a little bit that being on the radio and being on camera or being on video, like, there's a different energy. Like, if you wouldn't want to talk to me like this all the time in real life, but a lot of people think that I'm going to be the show personality, and they kind of get disappointed. Not that I'm rude or anything, but just different. But every once in a while, that's why I got to talk to all of you. I'm speaking around the world on Worldwide Christian Radio and my folks at 9:30 a.m. The Answer San Antonio, the people, good people on Rockfin, on the America Unplugged channel. And I think we're broadcasting to a couple of the technocratic platforms, but that's why I got to do the show, because every once in a while, I do become Tony Arterburn, the radio host, the conspiracy theorist or a conspiracy analyst, the renegade restorationist radio kind of guy. And I have to watch myself because I'm doing this. It's like a normal person who might be, you know, inching out of the mainstream web of lies and the Mockingbird press and the mind control. And they're slowly coming out of their hole and I'm ripping them out. I have to be careful. Because it can make them uncomfortable. I don't want them to go back to Klaus Schwab. I don't want them to go back to Agenda 2030. So I got to be real careful. So I'm glad that you guys are here. I was just talking to a couple, and they came in and bought some gold and silver, and they were really nice, and we were talking politics, and then I just veered off course. there I go again. Changing too many gears. I should have stayed in first gear, and I went all the way to like fourth and fifth gear. It was an overdrive. And then I reeled it back because I realized you're not on air. These people didn't come in here to have you talk about the technocratic elite pedophile network of weirdos and lizard people. Okay. They came in to talk just economics, talking about the digital currency to come. I will say that a lot of people, and I know that I'm biased because I'm in the precious metals business, but folks, I'm seeing a lot of people come in and say, I'm very concerned about this central bank digital currency. I'm very concerned that this is going to be a massive overreach. And I said, well, you should be very concerned because it is as bad as you think, plus worse. Because if you're just listening to the mainstream and still thinking it's bad, why do you figure out what it's really for? You know, the CBDCs, folks, if I've talked about anything, if you listen to my voice for the last few years, if you've paid attention to anything, pay attention to what I'm about to say. The central bank digital currencies have been planned for years. Okay. They've got the technology now. And what this is, if it's implemented the way they want it implemented, you must listen to this. It is game, set, match. That's it. If you live in that world, if you comply with it, if you allow it. And one of the things that I got on the wrong track with these nice folks is I said, I think it'll be a Republican that brings it in. I think they'll install a Republican to quiet down the people that would be most active to push back against it, the same way they did with Donald Trump. And I said that the Trump psyop is huge. I fell for it. It took me a while to catch up. But that's a very strong psyop. Only Trump could have done that. If Hillary Clinton tried to lock the country down and funded and printed 40% of all the dollars ever created and put Anthony Fauci in charge of the country and did Operation Warp Speed and all that stuff, I mean, there would have been such a backlash. It would have been massive. But there wasn't. Matter of fact, the only rioting and real pushbacks, like real violence or anything that came from that, was from their side, from the side of the globalist ruling class. When you saw the pallets of bricks being delivered and them flying the Antifa members all across the country, a real insurrection. That would have that would have happened, I think, in a different way. It would have been more peaceful. It would have been more robust. There would have been pushback, but because it's Trump, nobody did anything. And so if you'll have patience with me today, I don't know if I could even show the articles that I had. And this is, again, just last minute. It's how it goes, folks. It's live radio. If I didn't do this, then I wouldn't be talking to you. There was a link up on Drudge. Let me see if I can find it. And this is, again, just par for the course, talking about Trump. And I wish I could show you the article. I don't know how I would. On my laptop, but this is on the AP. It's a link on Drudge. Trump openly embraces and amplifies the QAnon conspiracy theories. And I have to give a shout out to my good friend Billy Ray Valentine, because in this particular instance, he's been very wise. He's been more on the ball than me by a long shot, because I had conversations with Billy leading up to the conclusion of the 2020 Stop the Steal stuff. And I said, well, at least one of the good things about this transition or Joe Biden is going to be installed is that QAnon will go away. And Billy said, no, it will not. It's only going to get worse. And I thought, how could it get worse? Well, he was right. And some of the QAnoners even went so far as to say that Biden was helping the White Hats, that it was Biden that was helping out. And of course, it all kind of leads back to the nonsense of, you know, it's kind of what they did, this psyop that I believe is straight from the intelligence communities. They take real research, like research on the Federal Reserve, research on the JFK assassination, research on the Oklahoma City bombing, research on government overreach, research on rendition and torture by the government, right? And they say, well, all this is real. Plus JFK Jr. is still alive. Right. And that's how they take all this legitimate research and then they just implode it. They poison it with this stuff that they throw in there. That was a brilliant move. And they were able to get a lot of people who even thought that, I mean, there was hundreds of people. I'll have to confirm with Billy, but this is like, wasn't this last year? They were waiting at the grassy knoll on November 22nd for JFK Jr. to arrive. There was people in Dealey Plaza because the PSYOP was so strong. And it really surrounds Donald Trump. And you can look at people like Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn, you know, had the digital warrior oath. You know, I think this was like 4th of July, 2020. Take the oath, become a digital warrior. Where we go one, we go all. And wasn't he was arguing with Lynn Wood, I think, recorded the conversation not too long ago about how it was a CIA setup and they both fell for it in some weird way. I don't know. But here's the headline, some of the takeaways of this article. I didn't really want to talk about Trump today, but they're right about him using this, the QAnon stuff. It says, after weakening QAnon for years, Donald Trump is overtly embracing the baseless conspiracy theory, even as the number of frightening real-world events linked to it grows. Well, this is what they're saying. They're linking Q, and again, this, they've done a fantastic job getting QAnon linked to actual real grassroots thinking people. On Tuesday, using his True Social platform, the Republican former president reposted an image of himself wearing a Q lapel pin overlaid with the words, "The storm is coming." In QAnon lore, the storm refers to Trump's final victory. That sounds very messianic, doesn't it? When supposedly he will regain power and his opponents will be tried and potentially executed on live television. Well, it's kind of a mixed bag because a lot of the QAnon people come in here and they tell me that like they've already done the trials and the tribunals and, you know, people, high profile people are already in Gitmo and Trump's still the president and he's in Mar-a-Lago and has all the codes. And don't feel bad if you think this is nonsense. Like I have in my phone some of the top researchers in the U.S. This isn't, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I just happen to be in media and I know some of the smartest people in research, not grifters, real people. And none of them believe in QAnon, except I have people in my own family. They send me QAnon stuff. I'm like, okay. Okay, you can believe what you want to believe, but I think it's a massive psyop and really hurting the country because you're being captured, right? You're being captured by a psyop not to look at the real things. Trump uses that. I mean, are we done? Are we done on the Trump train yet? I have to ask the question. I know I'm broadcasting over conservative and Christian radio. I'm a conservative. Well, I used to say that. I'm a restorationist. There's nothing left to conserve. And I am a Christian, and I do want the country to go in the right direction. But please don't ask me to support this man anymore. Don't, after Warp Speed, after, you know, he could have taken the quarter of a billion dollars that he raised for Stop the Steal, where the first 8,000 went to the RNC and himself and not to lawyers. Can he spend any of that on the January 6th political prisoners, the people that are rotting in jail, the people that have been abandoned? They followed him to D.C. They went again. I told people not to go on January 6th. I was broadcasting live from my studio here talking to one of my friends that's a Proud Boy. I supported his right to go. Nobody was going there for an insurrection. They were going there to support Donald Trump. If somebody was there for an insurrection, they're working for the FBI or they're with Antifa or something like that, in my opinion. I think it's a massive setup. And just like my friend Billy Ray Valentine said, about the LARP, the live action role play in all of this. Where does the live action role play, like the movie Role Models, where they're in the LARP? You know, where does it end? It ends at the castle. You go to the castle, right? You get captured in it. Except it was real world consequences for somebody like Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered. And I mean that murder. It's funny, I'm reaching for my mouse, but I really don't have a mouse. I'm using my laptop. Let's check out the Rockfin chat. I appreciate everybody who's here. I've already been tipped $30. How is that even possible? What are you guys? I so appreciate everybody who's tuning in. Thanks for my, I've got to start working on my own fund. We use the tips for the Don Jeffries fund And we got Don hooked up with, a new mic and new computer. And I see Tom Cooper's in the chat. We'll definitely talk about Wolfpack today. Jason Barker's in the chat. Good to see you too. Rhonda Tate. These are my people in the Rockfin chat. I'll check other socials too today. John 149. Let's see who tipped me in here. Sorry guys, this is live radio with my laptop. Oh, we've Jason Barker's for $20. Thank you so much. And we've got Ann Christ or another $10. Ann is a great supporter. So is Jason. All of you are. But I so appreciate you. And I'll get back to the chat. And since we don't have my normal setup where I can go to articles, show you on the screen, at least I can try to do that, but I'm not sure how that would work because I don't really have another screen. Let me see if I click on a story. I guess that won't work. No, I'm kind of trapped. All I can do is talk to you, but I guess if you're listening on the podcast, it really doesn't matter, does it? All right, we'll get into some topical stuff. I just wanted to bring that up about Trump, and it kind of flowed well with I immediately lurched into talking to normal people about the politics of all this, and there is some people playing 4D chess. It's not Trump. There's some people playing 4D chess out there, and they're the ruling class elite, and that's what the Bilderberg bankster bunch, ladies and gentlemen, that's who's playing 4D chess. And I think they're thinking about how we're going to react, because I think anybody with a brain in politics, Jim Rickards put out a great article. I can't really read to you, but he put out an article on Zero Hedge. And, Rickards used to work for the CIA and other government agencies. He's a gold and silver guy, economics guy, really smart. But he was saying, he was looking at the chances of the midterms, going for a Republican GOP sweep. Notice I didn't say red. I do not like that. I think that you should reject that. Republicans, you need to have a meeting. They put the red thing on you on purpose. I didn't say red. So looking at that, I think that anybody see, they are looking at how they can redirect it right now. How are they going to take all of your outrage, all of your grassroots efforts, all of the things that you're trying to do to push back against the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, the New World Order, Agenda 2030? What are they going to do to redirect that? And I think that's what you ought to be asking yourself. It's not just as simple as installing more Republicans. I think we've seen that before. And I don't want to rain on your parade. I'm just telling you that's the reality of things. All right. This is what I wanted to talk about. At least in this half of the show. So everybody you have a new king. Did you know that there's a king and there's a monarchy and there's a royal family? I noticed all of the regular networks, the ones that are owned, the wholly owned subsidiaries of multinational corporations. Did you know, folks, that about 90% of all media in the U.S. is owned by like three different corporations? Just saying. It didn't used to be that way. But they're all about the coronation and the royals and King Charles and all this stuff. I tuned out. Well, I never tuned in, but I do block out most of the stuff. However, I thought it was relevant to bring a couple of things up to you today. And I wish I had my other computer. I would use it, but I can't use it. So this is an article up on Natural News. And it says King Charles III supports the Great Reset agenda. You're kidding. He supports the Great Reset agenda, not King Charles III. No way. When King Charles III, the new king of England, visited the body of his late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, people chanted, "God save the king." They should have chanted, "God save the world." Just over a year ago, Charles declared war on humanity by calling for a global military action. Military. To cut carbon emissions around the planet, which would kill more than 3 billion people. He made that war declaration during the end of the World Economic Forum, the WEF event, saying he will create more money than there's ever been created, and the world will have his radical transformation of carbon. Since the 1970s, Charles has been outspoken on how society must deal urgently with the dangers of pollution. Oh, and population. Don't forget his father, Prince Philip. Does anybody remember what he said? How he wanted to be remembered? No, not just remembered. This was, you know, Queen Elizabeth's husband said he wanted to be reincarnated as a deadly virus so as to do something to help with population control. These are the very loving overlords that we've inherited, folks. You know, and I think there's a great argument to be made. My friend James Perloff makes this in Truth as a Lonely Warrior, that since we lost the monarchies, that we have been on a downward slope. Some of his arguments are very compelling, because you look at the royal families and the king or the queen, and again, democracy, there's a lot of demonic energy in democracy. I think we can all agree. Look at the French Revolution or the communist revolutions or revolutions around the world. I mean, they kind of start with democracy, right? And the kings and the queens would, again, keep the mob at bay. So there's arguments to be made for that. However, I don't know. I kind of lean on the side. I don't want to be ruled. I don't want anyone to rule over me. I want to be sovereign. I want to be left alone. I don't want to rule over you. You know, if you had a population of people that just had good morals and wanted to do the right thing, then you could have that. But again, government tends to be a necessary evil in a lot of ways. So I look at to the monarchies, though, and I look to the ruling class. I just kind of lump them all in the same thing now, whether it's the World Economic Forum or the Rothschilds or the Warburgs or whatever, whatever banking house people, whatever super ultra wealthy people there are. But you got to remember one thing about King Charles that a lot of people aren't talking about in the media right now. And this is mainline stuff. You guys can go look it up. I'd have the article right in front of you if I could. I can't. But I remembered something very interesting about him. And that is, he's directly related to Vlad the Impaler, the Romanian king, I think he was some type of warlord or king or something like that, is a nobleman. And he's called Vlad the Impaler because he would impale his enemies on giant pikes outside of his castle. And he got really good at it. And I'm thinking during this is the time during the Crusades and in Romania. Well, you know where that story unfolded into Bram Stoker's Dracula. Dracul, you know, which means son of the devil. Right. And so recently, I think in like 2016, then Prince Charles went to Romania to help boost tourism. And he said, it's in my blood. It's in his blood, folks. He's related to Vlad the Impaler. He's related to Dracula. It's kind of, you know, when you read stuff like David Icke or any of these people that just believe and I think have good evidence that, the rich are different. I'm not talking about your neighbor who's a millionaire. I'm talking about the ultra, like they have generational wealth. You know, Hemingway had that joke with F. Scott Fitzgerald, which I think is really funny, and it's kind of my sense of humor. He said, F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote The Great Gatsby, and he said, you know, the rich are different. And Hemingway said, yeah, they have more money, but they are more different than just having more money. What's the one common link for the ultra wealthy on our planet today, in the year 2022? What's the common link? What's the one thing that all of you can think of that the ultra wealthy have in common? They want less of us. They do not like us. They do not want us around. If you see somebody like a Ted Turner back in the 90s was saying we need to have a 95% reduction in the population, which at that time would leave about 500 million people. That's why a lot of people thought that Ted Turner was the person who actually funded the Georgia Guidestones. Right? Look at Bill Gates. You know, somebody like a Bill Gates. Oh, if we do a really good job with vaccines and healthcare, we can get that number down by 15%. He's talking about the overall world population number and projections, which would be about, I think, at about a billion people if you did the math. So they have all that in common. They want less of us. That's the one thing that's floating through. That's the theme through the ruling elite. It's something you need to remember. And that's not going to change. You can have elections, but until you have a bottom-up understanding, see, that's the thing. They control us through fear. And I was talking to G. Edward Griffin, which I couldn't believe. I'm with Don Jeffries. It was a few weeks ago. Don Jeffries and G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I got to tell G. Edward Griffin, hey, I'm in the precious metals business in large part because I read The Creature from Jekyll Island. But the wise old man, and he is a very wise man, G. Edward, he said, there's two things that the ruling elite use against us very effectively. And it's actually two things I talk about a lot. One is fear, right? We know the fear of war, the fear of famine, the fear of financial loss, right? The fear of disease. They use fear very effectively. But the other thing G. Edward said, he said, they use controlled opposition. That's their go-to thing, because that's what's plaguing us right now. Why do you think I open up my show talking about QAnon and Trump? Do you think I do that because I want more listeners? Well, I'd love more listeners, but you do realize every time I talk about that stuff, I lose people. I know that I'm doing it, but I want to be on the record that I do not believe in that, that I think it's dangerous, that controlled opposition is exactly what G. Edward says. It's the silver medal for the depopulation enthusiast satanic agenda. You have to be aware of it. Keep your head on a swivel, folks. There is so many mind wars and psyops going on right now. It's unbelievable. And I don't even know all of them, but I do know that it's going on. And that's why I get on the air. It's why today I looked over at Beans and I thought, we have 8 minutes. Can I put my laptop together and hook up the Rodecaster and the camera within 8 minutes and put a Rockfin chat? I was able to do it. So thanks for hanging with me, even though all you get today is video and we don't have any commercials. Oh, you know what I will do for a commercial? Somebody asked me about Wolf Baz, Tom Cooper. And, you know, Tom Cooper puts out. Thank you, Tom. It's very flattering. Tom Cooper puts out Arterburn 2024. I like that. I like that, Tom. Thank you. It's very flattering. And I'll think about it. OK, let's see if we can get. Could we get somebody to run with me? Do they have to be? Can we go? We need a time machine. We need to go back and get Sam Houston, and he'd make a good VP candidate. Or maybe I'd be VP to him. We'll see. Let's see. Let's go to. I want to play that. Man, I wish I could put the video up. I don't have a way to do it. Wolfpack's got. We'll just play the audio. Let's see if I can do it. Let's see if I can remove this. And then we'll put Wolfpack up there. So Wolfpack.gold, folks, is this new project that I launched along with Kinsey's, really helping me keep Wise Wolf afloat while I'm doing more projects, which is probably going to be the death of me. I can't stop. When I have an idea, I've got to go run with it. If I think it's sound, I'm going to run with it. But Wolfpack.gold is a unique project in that, you guys know I deal in precious metals and I've been in the business for years. The issue that I came up with Wolfpack in a way that to create an exclusive membership for people that just wanted to set it and forget it. You know, it starts at $50 on the Lone Wolf package. You can set it and it's $50. You're going to get $50 worth of, you know, premium silver or premium gold. If it's gold, you need to tell me because it'll take a couple of months to catch up. But if it's $50 a month, you're going to get silver delivered directly to your door like clockwork. And we're just going to put it on a spreadsheet. And there's all kinds of other bonuses. You get the shopping cart, because there's a lot of people that walk into the shop and sell me products. Social media is kind of okay to tell people about it. But I wanted an active membership list of people that are saying, okay, I'm okay with, you know, coming in and looking at what you have at discounted rates. They're always competitive pricing, because if I'm buying it off the street, you're going to see deals that are just not anywhere else. They're not going to be on AppMex. They're not going to be on JM Bullion. They're going to be on Wolfpack.gold. So you get to do that. We're going to have Kenzie and I are going to do an exclusive podcast. I'm going to do more interviews with industry people and cryptocurrency, gold and silver, all that good stuff. And we're going to put together a newsletter. So you're seeing like the bones are there on Wolfpack. It's funny. I'm like reaching for stuff that doesn't exist on this particular. Let's look at Wolfpack. And this is kind of like the halfway guy. I've got more stories, guys. So don't worry. It's not going to be this isn't an infomercial for Wolfpack. But let me see if I can get it to play. And we'll pull up the video. Let's see what I can do. Stand by. See if we can make this screen share. I think Guard Goldsmith's better at this with me with one screen. I've gotten spoiled with having two screens. All right. Stand by. All right. Well, that kind of works, but kind of doesn't. Let me play the audio for you. This is Wolfpack.
The third indispensable element in building the new prosperity is closely related to creating new jobs and halting inflation. We must protect the position of the American dollar as a pillar of monetary stability around the world.
In August 1971, Richard Nixon takes the U.S. dollar off the gold standard, effectively closing the gold window. The price of gold was $35 an ounce. By 1979, the price of gold had risen to nearly $600 per ounce. Facing record inflation, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates to the teens. In the following decades, the purchasing price of the dollar continues to erode as trillions are printed to cover record spending by the federal government. Stocks, bonds, and markets are all addicted to the constant creation of fiat currency and debt. That's why in August of 2022, Wolfpack.gold is reopening the gold window with a precious metals monthly membership program. Starting as low as $50 per month with the Lone Wolf package, you can have gold and silver delivered directly to your door. This is stacking made easy. But that's not all. Included in your membership is an exclusive podcast and newsletter with industry leaders on precious metals and cryptocurrency, as well as a shopping cart for discount gold and silver items for Wolfpack members alone. Join the pack today. Go to wolfpack.gold to learn more. In a world of bulls and bears, be the wolf. Wolfpack.gold.
So that's at least the audio for wolfpack.gold, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm really proud of it. You guys can go to wolfpack.gold and check out the video. It's up there on the main page. Kenzie put that together, and I am extremely pleased with it. And just a little insider information. It's kind of a wink and a nod. You're wondering, why is Bonanza playing at the beginning? Why is it the opening to Bonanza? It's because on Sunday, August 15th, 1971, Richard Nixon interrupted an episode of Bonanza to tell people that we were going off the gold standard. And I find that ironic because Bonanza is a show about people going out west because they found gold and silver. So I don't know. Sometimes life works out that way. Gold was $35 an ounce. As I said, you know, you go fast forward to the year I was born, 1979, and gold goes to $600 an ounce. Again, it's not because gold went up in value. It's because the purchasing price of the dollar and purchasing power of the dollar was eroded by untethering it from an asset. And the world already knew that. That's why Nixon did that, you know. And of course, his Secretary of the Treasury was John Connally. John Connally was the governor of Texas that was riding in the car with Kennedy the day he was murdered in Dallas at Dealey Plaza on November 22nd, 1963. And that's where you come up with the magic bullet theory from Arlen Specter, you know, where the bullet has to stop in midair and goes around and goes into Connally's wrist and then back down out. And, you know, all that stuff that they were somehow able to convince people. But it is interesting. Connally was the source of the magic bullet, but he's also the source of the magic monetary theory. Isn't that interesting? The magic bullet theory, just really magic in general with K at the end, right? All right. Okay. This is so much habit. I'm reaching for my mouse to move to the next story and I can't. Let's go. We got more stories to cover, folks. Here's one from Zero Hedge. And I just wanted to read a blurb about it because I think so many interesting little nods
to the future, to where we're headed. So many little interesting segues and signposts, and you can see typically people in multinational corporations and banking don't want you to think there's going to be anything wrong with the economy ever. I think we can all agree on that. You can go back to 08. You won't find anyone in high level saying anything's wrong with the economy. But then I just see it everywhere now, which is weird. And I think something to pay attention to. This is Zero Hedge. We're going into a worldwide recession. This is the FedEx CEO warns numbers don't pretend very well. This is the CEO of FedEx saying we're going into a worldwide recession. Now, following FedEx's ugly pre-announced CEO, Raj Sumerian went further into the drivers behind his company's decision to pull guidance during an interview with Jim Cramer of NBC. He says, "I think so, but you know, these numbers, they don't pretend very well," he said in a response to Cramer's question about whether the economy is going into a worldwide recession. So, you can see, I don't know if they're trying to walk this back or if they're trying to, because again, generally, especially when you have stockholders and you're playing that game of the appearance, you know, again, the perception is very strong. This is interesting, isn't it? So I'm very disappointed in the results that we just announced here. The headline is really macro situation that we're facing. What's really macro? All right. And finally, the CEO said during drops in volumes is far reaching, talking about shipping volumes. "We are a reflection of everybody else's business." Well, that's very true. I mean, the backbone of this country, right? Our economy right now, folks, it's not primarily housing, I don't think. I think it's shipping, because when you're seeing the amount of work that go, our on-time deliveries, the e-commerce, the new entrepreneurial system, the new system is based off shipping. And when you see them pulling back in numbers, pay attention. He says, especially the high-value economy in the world. So that's just another example of you're getting high-value, high-profile CEOs, presidents, heads of banks, people like Diamond of JP Morgan Chase saying that there's going to be an economic superstorm. Really? I've never heard of a head of a bank saying that. Usually they're cheerleaders to the end, after the end, ever. It takes like a generation to admit they were wrong. There's something else going on here, folks. And I don't know if this is a wink and a nod to, you know, other factions out there, or if this is like coded messages or whatever these CEOs are doing. But this is generally not how things are go. That's usually a cheerleading event. You look at the video that Kenzie put together for Wolfpack, and it's amazing. Like, people are just applauding. And every time a new company, like, and they're just addicted to, you know, again, I said, the creation of fiat currency and debt. Our markets really aren't based off profit anymore. The stock market is not really an indicator of the economy. That's why I was really disappointed in Trump when he came out. Like, he ran in 2016 about, and if you look at that commercial right before the election, it was masterful, talking about the elites and how trillions were on the line that we're going to get back to the American people and repatriate for the United States. And he talked a lot about the Fed and auditing the Fed and getting rid of that, and talked a lot about the stock market, how it was a big bubble. And then when he got elected, he just did, I mean, all the opposite things. And he started, touting his stock market and just pumping that bubble and pumping it up. And there was the strange things that were happening. Do you guys know that the record year for CEOs retiring and going in and getting their golden parachutes, do you know what the record year of all time was? 2019. You ever thought about that? You ever thought about how that was? It was, and I was covering it at the time. I said, "Do you guys think this is weird?" Because that I definitely knew something was on the horizon. I didn't predict COVID-1984. I just said there's an event year, and they're going to pull something that's going to be different, and there is going to be lots of different psychological operations, all the rest. But what kind of intel were they getting? Where did it come from? How did they know in mass to get out? Well, some of the indicators were coming through the financial sector, and I was watching it really close. You got to think smokescreen, right? They, whenever you see a major event in this country or any country, ask yourself one question: what else is going on? And I'm guilty of not doing it, but I'm just telling you, in a moment of clarity, ask yourself what else is happening. And that's the first thing I asked myself when they announced that they were going to put Trump on trial for impeachment or take him through the impeachment process. The first thing I asked myself was, what else is going on? Because that seemed like a nothing. Like, they're impeaching the man for something Joe Biden actually did and bragged about at the Council on Foreign Relations on video. Okay, well, this is nothing. And you got like all these other Ukrainian people, like Colonel Mole Rat Venman showing up. Remember that? Remember Venman? They're all Ukrainian, all somehow working in the White House. Oh, post your Ukrainian flag, though, folks. But this is what I asked during that time. I said, so what else is going on? And the answer was $6 trillion. $6 trillion was printed, it was created by the Federal Reserve, just our bank, just our central bank alone created $6 trillion to prop up the liquidity markets in the overnight, what they call the repos in the overnight. Now, I don't really understand all of it. I just know that it's some banksterish stuff, right? They have to keep these markets liquid because they were hemorrhaging. And you think about, what did they need? What was the prescribed answer? Lockdown. It was lockdown. That's what they needed. They needed to lock it down to stop the demand of things like some of the big multinationals. And it just kind of hit me the other day that was talking about inflation used as a weapon and how it's designed by the powers that be. And I thought, that's interesting, because when you can lock, you can freeze the supply chains, you can reassert and redo all the things. It's a great reset. It's not about a disease. It's not about climate. It's not about any of those things. It's just politics. This is politics at its worst. That's what this is. It's demonic. It's sick and evil. It's deception of the highest order, but it's not about a virus. I'm sorry. It was never about one. It's opportunity and it's phases. Here, I'm going to bring up, and this is one thing I wanted to talk about. The World Economic Forum, this is on summit.news. There's a World Economic Forum piece that lauds the billions across the world that complied with lockdown restrictions and how they do the same to comply with social credit style carbon rationing scheme. Well, yeah, they learned a lot. This is an opinion piece published by the World Economic Forum, lauds how billions of people comply with restrictions imposed as a result of lockdown, suggesting they would do the same under the guise of reducing carbon emissions. The article is titled My Carbon, An Approach for Inclusive and Sustainable Cities, and was written by Merdul Kasuk, something like that, Mission Director, Smart Cities Mission, Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs of India. The subject of the piece is how to convince people to adopt personal carbon allowance programs, given that such schemes have so far been largely unsuccessful. Writing that COVID-19 was the test of social responsibility, Kosek commends how a huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens around the world. Ah, see, isn't that interesting? They learned. Because whether it's a disease or climate lockdown or whatever, it's the same stuff. Well, I tell you what, I do believe in germs and biowarfare and all these other things, but you know, I really believe in climate change. I'm not a climate denier. I really believe in climate change. You know how I know that climate change is real and it's, and a lot of it's man-made? Because I can go up in the sky and look. I'm not blind. I'm not a partisan. I'm a real radio host. I'm an old throwback. I'm not talking about the game of things that don't matter. I'm telling you to look up in the sky. You know, people, that, especially my older listeners, airplanes didn't used to just crisscross and leave things that left clouds. That's called geoengineering. So if somebody asked you, You can go watch the film Franken Skies by my friend Matt Landman. It's called, go to frankenskies.com. I've interviewed Matt, super smart guy. But the geoengineering goes back almost to the beginning of the 20th century. They were seeding clouds in the 20s. The technology we have now is, I don't even know what it is, but they're putting chemicals, aluminum, barium, chromium, all this stuff in the atmosphere. They're changing the climate. Anybody who knows anything about history, like things like Operation Popeye, you know, we made it rain, literally made it, we made the monsoon seasons worse and earlier in Vietnam, Operation Popeye. It's about the same, you know, if you watch the movie Forrest Gump, every type of rain, every stinging rain, all that stuff, right? Rain that came up from underneath. That's Operation Popeye. You can go look it up. And that's not the, LBJ signed a global treaty. Like, other nations, stop messing with your weather. So if somebody asks you, are you a climate denier? Like, no, absolutely not. And get Greta to talk about chemtrails. That's because she won't, right? It's not about that. It's about destroying the first world nations to put everybody under the yoke of a one world totalitarian socialist government. It's not that hard to understand. The elites put everything in writing for us. I mean, they made it really easy. They want one world government. They want a few people in charge. They want the rule of law to be basically whatever they say it is. They want the golden rule. Do you know what the golden rule is? He who has the gold makes the rules. That's the golden rule. That's what the elites want to implement. It's not rocket science, literally. They put it in writing. They have their agendas. They want you in smart cities. Why do you you think about all the things they write about right now and start putting out into feelers? Like, these are called probes, right? And their little probes show up in your feed like, have you thought about eating crickets? Here's Nicole Kidman. She's eating some bugs right now. Wouldn't you like to eat bugs to help the weather, make the weather gooder? Do you see that meme? I shared it on my Facebook. By the way, if you want to catch me, go friend me on Facebook. I'll friend you back. You can find me. I'm Tony Arterburn. It has a picture of me and Beans on there. But I broadcast, I do most of my shows, and I throw it up there as well. I mean, you might as well. I mean, I've had broadcasts cut off midstream. And it was funny because I don't even do anything controversial. Like, all my stuff's open source. I can't make anything up. You know, it's nothing sensational. It's literally just you can use your keyboard and type stuff in. But yeah, go find me on Facebook. It is it's really crazy, folks. We've got all these things going on at the same time, and I'm not trying to just pile on a bunch of news, but this is what they're using. Like, the World Economic Forum, and I'm glad they put it all in writing. Look, I think that's part of the spiritual component of this. Ultimately, if you're a Christian and you believe that God created everything, like, I know who I serve. Like, you can't buy me. And I'm not bragging, and I'm not saying that I'm not arrogant. I just know I can't be bought. You're not gonna buy me. So I know that's not gonna happen. But you know, God is in control. So I know who I serve. I know who I won't betray God Almighty for earthly riches or whatever, you know, like when Jesus gets taken up to the hilltop and Satan shows him all the nations and just worship me. You can have all these things. Well, I don't want any of those things either. I don't want to win this life. I just want to do what's right. And I think we have to all at some level understand that, right? That this is a spiritual battle. There aren't political prescriptions and solutions for spiritual problems. You know, recently I was glad to see it, but somebody like Glenn Beck came out against the CONCON. You guys know about the Constitutional Convention. They've been talking about this since Mark Levin released that book, The Liberty Amendments, you know, and I've been against it. People ask me when I ran for Congress, they're like, well, what do you think about the Constitutional Convention and get the Convention of States together? I said, I don't want anybody messing with the Constitution because they don't follow the one that's there now. And Glenn Beck came out and said, we're not the people to change this. We're not the people to mess with this. And he's exactly right. There's something wrong with the country. There's something wrong with the culture. We are not the people to open up this document. We are not the people. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. And if we mess with it, it'll be so broken and so bad. And the people that will have, they'll have an opportunity to make it worse. And I think you need to pay attention to that. I know that a lot of good intentions from people about a constitutional convention, but that's not the way to go. It just, again, that's why I brought this up. The World Economic Forum and all of these supranational bodies are hell-bent on creating a one-world, great reset, top-down, totalitarian control system for the end game. I don't know if they know who they serve, but there are no atheists at the top. There's no atheist. Those people that run those multinational, I'm talking about real high up the chain, there's no atheists in there. They believe in something. They don't even believe in what you and I believe in. They believe in something, right? They're implementing that, whether they know it on a conscious level or not, bringing about one world government. This goes back to the Tower of Babel. This is just biblical. Whether you believe in that sort of thing or not, they do. You know, I think a lot of the elites would like to usher in Revelation to get the battle going. I think they really do. And this is something that the elites have been trying to do since time immemorial. They've been trying to start a one world, one language, one religion, one everything, you know, all under the shining morning star of Lucifer. That's what it's all about. So when they put stuff in writing, I think that's part of the game. They literally tell you, like when on 9/11, when you get a report on NBC that says the hijacker's passport was found in the rubble. Those are meant for you. That's a clue to say, wake up. Jet fuel somehow supposedly melts steel, which it doesn't, but let's say it does. But the passport survives and some random guy, picks up the passport of one of the hijackers you never saw, by the way. Ask yourself, you know, we're coming off the last week we did a 9/11 show on America Unplugged. I thought it was really good. But ask yourself, two invisible enemies in a row and a generation later, different enemies, and they're all invisible. Like it's the invisible enemy. Even Trump called it the invisible enemy of COVID. Right, COVID-1984. It's invisible. You can't see it. Same thing with the climate. I can't see it. I can see what they're doing, but you can't. The weather's changing. And terrorism. You can't see them either. You can't see them. Oh, but you can find their passports in the rubble. That's see. I didn't know about that story at 22, 23. I was in Afghanistan. I thought we were going to go, you know, save the world. I thought we were under attack. Well, we were. Just not what we thought it was, right? It's never what you think it is. And that's the surface level stuff. That's why I created this show. So that's why I can, I told David Knight years ago, I was like, when I host your show, it's like you handed me the keys to your Cadillac and I'm going to take it out. I'm going to be very careful with it and I'm going to fill it up with gas and I'm going to detail it. I'm going to hand it back to you. Say, thank you, sir. I appreciate you allowing me to borrow your car. My show is the Dukes of Hazzard car. We have to replace it all the time. Just come back, leave it broken. I don't know where it's going half the time. We didn't even get to the articles that I wanted to cover today. But somehow I got to the Tower of Babel, chemtrails, and that Prince Charles or King Charles is related to Dracula. So I think that's fine. We did a pretty good job. It's always a good show when I got Beans the Brave. All right. Let's do a couple more. Let's see if we can look up gold and silver prices, and then we'll get you guys out of here. Let me look on Rockfin and make sure. I got tipped again on Rockfin. You guys are just amazing. Wayne McCroy says, still no new chair for Don. I know. Don doesn't want a new chair. I think literally Don's chair on America Unplugged is all about his memories or whatever he's written in there. And we're going to keep Don's chair as a reminder, I guess, So it makes Don comfortable. I'm not sure. It's just part of the show. I think it's what Billy said was the fourth member of America Unplugged. I'm looking through the chat right now and try to find. I hate not being able to say thank you. I see Ann's tip, and then somebody tipped another 20.
So you guys, I'm so sorry. This is something that happens to me when I'm live on air. It's hard to get through. If I don't find you during the time that we're on air, I will come back and say thanks in the chat when we're offline. But just know it's so very much appreciated. All right, let's look at gold and silver. I can't believe I missed that. It's hard to go through the chat in real life in real time while you're on air, while you're live on Worldwide Christian Radio. I'm 100,000 watts across the globe on shortwave, and people are going, he's looking at his chat on Rockfin. Well, at least you know I'm real. Okay, I'm trying to be real. All right, let's look at gold and silver prices. And well, you can see my muscle memory on all this stuff. I'm looking for other tabs and other things that are not on my laptop. Right, we covered an hour of radio. This is my cognitive test. If I can do an hour of radio without much prompting, then I feel like my mind is still okay. Let's look. 1,674 Luciferian Bankster notes make a troy ounce of the yellow metal, also known as gold. It's up $11.94 since the opening today. 1,674 Federal Reserve notes, fiat dollars, per troy ounce. Silver at $19.57 per troy ounce. You know, I'll tell you the same thing that I told this couple that came in a little bit earlier today, who bought some gold and bought some silver and hadn't bought in a long time. What's wrong with silver? Nothing's wrong with silver. The elites are working day and night to keep that price down. It's in their best interest. If there was a flood in the market tomorrow, and I think it probably still is coming, I don't know what's going to happen to these metals, but they're, I think, extremely cheap based off of what I already know. Based off the fact that the Federal Reserve, from when I covered in 2020, I was live on air about to interview Gerald Celente on August 6th, 2020, and gold hit its all-time high. It hasn't broken that since, but it went up to like 2060 and some change at one time in trading. And you can think of the damage that's been done since then to the dollar, purchasing power. And why is gold in the 1600 range? Manipulation. When do I know that will end? I do not know, but it could be a blessing in disguise. I know I'm buying. People like Robert Kiyosaki will tell you the same thing, that they're buying gold and they're buying it to ensure against financial loss in these markets, to ensure against what could be the biggest crash of all time. And I don't even know where to look for investments anymore, folks. So I'll leave you with that. I don't know where to look for investments, but I do know to look for assets, and that's in precious metals, land, your own business, things like that. And again, I don't give investment advice, but you go to wolfpack.gold. That's where stacking gets made easy. And I put up there, in a world of bulls and bears, be the wolf. So do your own research. Look into that. And we'd love to have you on wolfpack.gold. It's an easy thing to set up, and we're working out all the kinks. And there's all kinds of cool little goodies I'm going to throw in. But please, anybody who's had issues with that, patience with me. I appreciate that. But this has been the Arterburn Radio Transmission, brought to you by wisewolfgoldandsilver.com, brought to you by preparewithart.com. If you need to get yourself some storable food, water filtration system, seeds, all that good stuff. The good folks at My Patriot Supply have put together a landing page, and I just love their products. I buy their products, and I always will. I hope I don't need them. Hope you don't need them either. But it's always a pleasure to talk to each and every one of you. Beans the Brave sends her best. We'll be back Monday for an all-new show. Thanks for your patience today, and thanks for everybody who donated on Rockfin. It just means the world to me. I'm extremely humbled, and we're going to use some of that to get Tony a new computer so we don't have that problem anymore. But you guys take care of each other. Okay. End of transmission.
Life is a continuous confrontation with forks in the road. One is good, one is bad. And you could always wander completely off the road altogether and become lost. Totally and completely lost. If you take the wrong fork at one of these junctions, there is always the opportunity at the next fork to get back on track. But it is a constant battle within ourselves. You see, I have studied this concept for many, many years, and I have to tell you that if there is a real devil, like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. Now, I'm not telling you that there's no such thing as Satan or Lucifer. I'm telling you this. If there really is a devil, that devil exists in the hearts and minds of men and nowhere else. Nowhere else. For if you take man out of the equation, evil ceases to exist. And there is left only the laws of the universe and the balance of nature. Put man in the equation, and before long, evil will rear its ugly head and present itself to the world. The evil is within man, and that is why it was called the fall. The devil never made anyone do it. If you do it, you did it yourself because you fell into temptation. For until man once again confronts the real nature of his own condition and of the world around him and accepts full responsibility for his actions without blaming anyone else or any devil, until then we will always be a puppet on the end of someone else's string. And ladies and gentlemen, when that someone pulls that string, we will dance.